then the fruits of the Holy Spirit. As a teacher, I'm tempted to, you know what, ask questions, quiz you. And I think after about 20 minutes, I might get all the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit from you retreatants. What are the fruits of the Holy Spirit? This is the Holy Spirit dwelling in our souls by His grace. The fruits of the Holy Spirit, and again, in English. Father, will you please stop it? What's a fruit? Well, an apple, a pear, an orange, or maybe a cranberry. The fruits of the Holy Spirit are the enjoyment, the happiness that the Holy Spirit gives us in doing His will. In Latin, the verb to enjoy is frui, F-R-U-I. And fructus is, well, something enjoyable. How much we need this as we are reflecting on the creed of the Catholic Church. How we need to believe, and believing understand, and understanding put into practice that the Holy Spirit gives us His grace. Why? So we might use our wills in doing whose will? The will of God. And the only authentic, true enjoyment is experienced by those, and insofar as they are doing the will of God. Oh, the pseudo, the unreal, the fabricated pleasures and joys of this world. There is only one authentic joy, and that is in using our freedom to surrender our wills to the will of God. Doing God's will, which is all our life should be about, is meant to be profoundly enjoyable. In fact, so enjoyable here on earth as to give us a desire, an anxiety expressed by St. Paul. He couldn't wait, he said, to shed his body and join the angels and saints in heaven. Oh, but you must pay a price. The price of enjoying the will of God is the surrender of our wills to the Holy Spirit, who inspires us with such love for God that we will give up our own wills to the God from whom we came and for whom we exist. Saint Luke has various names, but two especially that are relevant here. He is called the Evangelist of Our Lady and the Evangelist of the Holy Spirit. It's in St. Luke's Gospel that he tells us the Holy Spirit came down on Our Lady, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, she conceived the Son of God become man. It is St. Luke who relates Christ's promise of the Holy Spirit not just on the apostles on Pentecost Sunday, but on everyone, hear it, who is confirmed. Our confirmation day was our Pentecost Sunday, where we received the fullness of the graces of the Holy Spirit. Hear it, especially to strengthen us, as Christ foretold, to strengthen us in being witnesses to Christ. And remember the word that Jesus uses, to be my witnesses. The original Greek of St. Luke, no, in his Acts of the Apostles, to be my martyrs. How we need the Holy Spirit in our day to witness to Christ, to be his martyrs, his witnesses, even unto blood, and hear it. And like St. Lawrence the martyr, remember, enjoying our martyrdom. Mary, daughter of God the Father, mother of God the Son, spouse of God the Holy Spirit, obtain for us something of your understanding of the Holy Spirit, so that by sharing in your faith, you might almost also become sharers in your love, enjoying, surrendering our will to the will of God, so that surrendering our wills to Him here on earth, He might give us Himself in that everlasting embrace which is heaven for all eternity. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You don't mind a reminder, stuff that box with questions. And now, together, so I can be amplified. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and enkindle them the fire of thy divine love. O Lord, by the light of the Holy Spirit, instruct the hearts of thy faithful. Grant us by the same Spirit a love and relish of what is right and just, so that we may enjoy his consolations, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'll make that prayer available for all of us, for both you and me. God bless you. In the name of the Father, that is the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among you, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Holy Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us in every course to thee.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.